That's why I wear silver over gold. Thank you. Thank you so much. It sends you spinning. You have no choice. You hear laughter cracking through the walls. It sends you spinning. You have no choice. So edgy and cool, I'm obsessed with your dress. Tell me where'd you get it? Can we be friends? Take my shoes out on land, play some Susie Sue, and pretend that we're cool.
Apple strain into your heart. Come on. you grab you, you do all right. Like the first time, I love it when you do that. Yeah, but I love it when you do that. Only us, I never went.
Thank you. stripes. Nothing but love.
A bit of Goddard also, who had a wonderful moment at Reading and Leeds where he performed his song Miss You and got basically members of the audience to just pull out a picture on their phone of someone who they missed at that moment and just like created this big wonderful moment of just memories, which was really lovely. That performance is up on the BBC Music YouTube as well, so you can see it, as can you see many of the performances that I've just played for you. We also heard a little bit of Venus Girls, who performed Goth Girl on the BBC Introducing stage, which is a great stage for just up-and-coming music. And, you know, we find some of our favourites over there. Ayuma with her song Silver Over Gold, and a bit of Catfish and the Bottlemen just before the headline slot, just before Liam Gallagher's Sunday closing out Reading Festival. And they won everyone over, you know, what a comeback for them. They're back now, they're touring once again. It's obviously not their first Reading and Leeds. Like, they closed out, I think it was 2021, just before they split up. They did one last big Main Stage set, and then they called it time, but now they're back. They're back. So, yeah, got out a little bit of his stuff, some Venus Girls, some IMR, some Catfish and the Bottlemen. And we're moving to, I think, some of my favorite performances and songs of the whole entire festival now. I mean, you know that on this show, we're very big fans of Ray. Love everything that she does. Saw her performing live at Oceaga, where her set was unfortunately cut short a little bit because of the lightning warnings that we had in Montreal. But she got to do her full set over at Reading Festival. And, you know, I think she was just very aware of where she was, who she was performing to, the fact that the energy is a little different at Reading. It's a much younger crowd. Lots of students, 16-year-olds, having come and attending their first festival after giving their GCSEs, their big sort of grade 10, grade 11, year 11 exams, just having a great time. And she kept the energy up with some Afrobeats, some soulful music, threw in a few wonderful messages as well. But she's just such a wonderful singer. She put on, I think, one of the best shows of the evening. Again, this is an artist who could go on to headline the whole festival and would be wonderful to see. Then Fontaine's DC, another band I'm going to be playing for us. Also on the same day, there was this great run of musicians going sort of Fontaine's, then The Last Dinner Party, and then Ray. If you were standing up there in front on that stage, just a wonderful run of artists to see. And then, of course, later on in the evening, Lana Del Rey as well on that set, if you're into that sort of Americana music, who also had a great stage set up, you know, really beautifully set up, came out, performed her songs, lots of nostalgia in that music, though her set was cut a little short just because of kind of a mixture of tech issues and lateness, which wouldn't be the first time for Lana Del Rey, but still a wonderful performance from her and a fantastic performance from Fontaine's DC, who, again, I think a lot of the festival reviews just summing up the whole festival, have come to the conclusion that one of the next headliners could absolutely be Fontaine's DC. They could do the whole festival in, who knows, maybe even the very next time that they come back. We'll have to see. They're getting bigger by the moment. They're playing huge festival stages and also now their own headline shows of sort of 9,000 to 12,000 people playing at arenas around the UK. They are going to be coming to Canada as well. This side of the continent, this side of our continent, they're playing Toronto and Montreal. I am tempted to go see them at both, so we'll see what happens of that. That's coming up in October. But we'll play one of the standout tracks that they performed called In the Modern World, a newer song, slightly slower, slightly more reflective, introspective, string-led, kind of Lana Del Rey influenced, in fact, though she did not happen to join them on stage. But it was one of the biggest, best moments of the festival, so I think it's only right that we listen to it. But first, I'm going to lead us in with a little bit of Ray, another one of my favorites from the festival. This is Worth It, coming up here on CFRC.
Put your hands together one more time. With your body, with your throat, could you steal that show? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. School I like, classic like Cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. I need you to romance me, I need it to feel like a Zygos. But baby, put my
could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my pleasure girl.
Baby, with you, would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better. If you wanted, you could make it all worth it, worth it, worth it. This is the night. Something about it's making me cry. My soul it did decide. Yeah, and I need you to let me have the time of my life. Check your credentials, self-residential. Oh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
Feel alive in the city that you like, and wait for the day to go dreaming right by. Oh, and you and me inside can go free if we like. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. So don't feel bad. I feel alive in the city you despise.
and I wait for the day when you come riding on by. It seems so hard just to be. If it matters, you complete me. Yeah. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. In the city that you like.
Folks, we're here on CFRC 101.9 FM in the modern world, performed live at Reading Festival from one of the standout sets, really, at the whole festival. This, off of what I can now reveal, is a number two album in the UK. The whole thing was being called Barbenheimer 2. Two albums with a blue background, I guess the opposite of the whole pink thing. Two blue albums going head to head, really, is what people were talking about. The other album being... honestly, a very hard album to beat. The pop star Sabrina Carpenter's album, Short and Sweet. So, you know, number one, very difficult. But this new album by Fontaines D.C. in the modern world has definitely been one of the biggest independent albums that has come out. And just what a moment, right? They could headline the whole festival very, very soon. And I'd be waiting eagerly for that. Other festival highlights, though, that since we are talking about Reading and Leeds, Lambrini Girls, like I said, Wonder Horse had a wonderful set. Confidence Man, just with their weird acrobatic kind of moves, also won over the stages that they performed at. Lots of lesser talked about sets as well. Courting, a band from Liverpool who we've had on the show, played a wonderful set, you know, with their own kind of indie rock, indie pop mixed with hyper pop. Big Charlie XCX fans, them. Also led a little Oasis sing-along just to kind of get people in the mood for the headliners of the night. Fred Again played a very impressive main stage headline set the same night and performed wearing a Fontaines D.C. Romance, the album, t-shirt. Other great artists, Biba Dubi, had a sort of return to a rock era. All great stuff. But really, I mean, there was... At the end of the night, there was really only one thing on everybody's mind. One question, with rumors just going all over the place. And, you know.
This is history. This for the weekend. So what's Oasis?
That's right, Oasis. That is what we've been talking about. Oasis are back. The biggest thing that we've all been talking about today is the big reunion tour. Liam Gallagher sort of teased it during his set, you know, where he dedicated one song to Noel, Half the World Away. And there were little visuals, just Oasis montages playing on the screens as he performed. And we can't wait. I tried to get tickets. I didn't get them. I got about four to try and get them. Did not work out. I think a million people tried to get tickets. Some 300 million applied for them as well. So big moment for everyone who likes that kind of 90s music. I think, so it's only fitting we close out with Liam's headlining Reading set from Sunday evening. A little bit of Supersonic to finish the night off. Here we go, coming up for you, right on CFRC. That's it from me, goodbye.
Now in the 9:30 p.m. range, and you are listening to CFRC FM 101.9 FM, also available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca, broadcasting locally live, which is in very, very rare demand these days, but we still provide it. Anyways, it is quite a weekend here on the Queen's campus. It's sort of like the reverse spring, if you will, as, you know, the kids have bloomed back up, you know, singing offspring songs and stuff from what I can tell. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. It's reassuring. It's the cycle of life here in Kingston that comes back around. So good on the kids. Anyways, with sort of the local thing in mind, I'm going to start off the whole first half hour of the show with nothing but current local bands and some new and new-ish sort of things. We'll do like probably a little Future of Free, a little 47 Teeth, a little Screaming Sin, some Beta 58s, the Astros, all sorts of good stuff. And then the top of the next hour with DOA coming back to town again, which again is a nice reassuring thing whenever they make their way around. I think in their, 45th anniversary now? Or something like that, 45th, 46th, we'll probably do some DOA and some classic punk rock Canadiana. But yeah, that'll be at the top of the hour. Start off with, we're just going to run a whole bunch of local stuff. So I'm going to do some Emily Steele and the Deal to kick off the show. This is their single that came out a couple months ago, Weather Heather, here on CFRC.
Let's is a thought. What side are you choosing? All here we go. Love and don't stand up is ensuing. Oh, hey, oh. Tension is brewing. Oh, hey, oh. Well, what I said, lost in translation. Well, don't blame me. Like an instant conversation.
Like this, and it feels like I'm living in state. I told you once, I told you twice, that makes this the third time you heard. I told you once, I told you twice, that makes this.
That was Owl Farm there with Invisible in parentheses, Look at Me. We also, prior to that, had the Meringues with their new single, Royalty. We also kicked off, pretty much an all-local run, 47 Teeth with Summer Nights, which